Monday, the 1st of March, test Vav Adar, Shushan Purim, Rabbi Aaron Jacobson, the Hidden Geula.
The next day, Shushan Purim. Well, it's still Purim. In fact, it's very much Purim for some of us. And for others, it's in Eretz Yisrael, it's in Yerushalayim, and in any place where it's Ir Mukav Chayma, this is their Purim, this is their Kriyas HaMegila. And in fact, for us, it is very much Purim, and Halacha it's brought that Mitzvah Chayav Adam L'Smayach B'Shtei Hayomim. In fact, the Simcha and the Haidah that we have to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and there's a Chiyuv to make a Suda today, and in fact, the reason why the minig that we have to have the Suda, Suda's Purim, in the afternoon of Purim, towards the evening, and to carry on into the evening, is in order to be able to be Mekayim, the Simcha of both days of Purim. So it's very much Purim, and the reason why Chazal made the Takana that we should do the Kriyas HaMegillah on one of the days. So we have the Mitzvah on the day of the 14th, because that's the day that would happen the less for all the people who lived in the Ari HaPrazim, but the people who live in the Ayur Mukav Chayma, so to celebrate the extra dimension of their Ness, so then they have the Purim on their on the second day. But being all one nation, Lech Knesses Kalei Yehudim, being all one big nation, so we are mechuyav, we are obliged to appreciate and to say thank you to the Nissim for that, what we did for them as well. Just we don't have the takanos of Kriyas HaMegillah and Mishlach Manos Matanos Avyanim, but a Suda of appreciation, that's still appropriate, and therefore it's brought in Chazal that there's a mitzvah, just like there's a mitzvah Motzei Shabbos to have. There was a mitzvah on Motzei Shabbos to have a little bit more of a Melava Malka than one normally has. And that mitzvah is not one part of the Suda's Purim, but that's part of being Sameach and appreciating and saying thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the listen they did for us. So being that the case, let's use the time to delve in, appreciate a bit more of the Ness which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. We're in the middle of the parashias of the five parashias of Truma Tetzaveh, Kisisa, Vayakel, Pekudei, which spend an almost disproportionate amount of time and space on the parashas of the Mishkan. Obviously, it's not disproportionate. I had a beautiful chat from Rabbi Grof Koppelman, the Rosh Hashiva of Luzern, and he says, it says, "Va'achu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham k'chala shenimare aischa es tavnis ha-mishkan v'es tavnis kalkela b'chein tasu." Now, all of the parashim are very bothered about the word v'chein tasu, because it says already at the beginning of the pasuk, "Va'achu li mikdash, make for me a mikdash." So what's the repetition of v'chein tasu? There's a lot of pshatim. His pshat, based on the Nefesh HaChaim, was that the idea of the Mishkan is a microcosm of the human person. A person has within him the idea. He built it like this, just for us the Mikdash, for Shachanti B'Soicham, I'll build for you a Mikdash, and I will dwell amongst you, meaning amongst each person of Klal Yisrael. It's almost a foolish apostolic in Pashas Tetzaveh. If you look in the Haftarah, Pashas Truma, it's also that there will be a Mikdash and I'll dwell amongst Bnei Yisrael. So it's quite clear that V'shachanti B'Soichem doesn't just mean within the four walls of the Mishkan, it's amongst everybody. So the limud of the Mishkan is a limud to each one of us to learn how to build, either within our homes or within ourselves. Each person has within himself the Koyach of Avodah, the Koyach of Torah, the Koyach of Malchus. Each person carries within himself these crowns, these the Keter Shem Tov. All of these Ksarim which are found in the Mishkan are all found in a person. So there's a strong connection between us and the Mishkan, and these are the five parshas we're in. I'd like to connect the Mishkan and Purim together. Now, it's not just because of the parashas I'm going to show. We'll try and make it quite an intrinsic connection. Okay. The Gemara starts, the parashas started off, the Yichud Truma, Kisisa, this week, Sedra, starts off by discussing the two gifts of the Machzis HaShekel. And those are the two payments in which every member of Klal Yisrael, regardless of their financial status, had to participate, and they were used to build the Adonim, which is the sockets, the foundation, the very basics of the Mishkan, and also to contribute towards the Korbanos of the following year. Echad Adar, Mashmir al Ashkalim, and on the first of Adar, which were Mashmir al Ashkalim, those were the Korbanos of the following year. Now, the Gemara says in Megillah that you'd give it on the base the following. Amar Ish Lakish. Galui Biyadua Lefnei Misha Amar Bahya Ha'ilam. Rish Lakish said it was revealed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the world. So Asit Haman Lishkel Shkalem Al Yisrael. The Haman was going to weigh Shkalem against Yisrael. Lefichach Hiktim Shiklein Lishkalem. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu preceded his Shkalem to their Shkalem. Now this obviously doesn't mean, or at least according to Allah, it doesn't mean the date, but it means the idea, the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced the idea of Shkalim long before Haman came about in order to precede his Shkalim. So you see a connection between Machzis HaShekel and the Aseret Alafim Kikei Kesef. What is that? Why is that? When Haman was instructed by Achashverosh, Maher, Kaches Alavush, Ves HaSus, Vasekin LaModchai Yehudi, go and take the royal robes and the royal horse, and do so to Modchai Yehudi. So Haman took those royal robes, and he went along to find Haman. Where did he find Mordechai? He found Mordechai having gathered 22,000 students. He gathered them together and he made them fast for 3 days, and he says to them, what does he say to them? He finds Mordechai engrossed in prayer, and he says to them, what are you learning here? So the Gemara says the following, very interesting. Azal, he went and found Ashkechei de Yosvi Rabbanon Kamei, that the Rabbanon was sitting in front of Haman. Or Machvil Mordechai. It's the second hour. I've been notes already, you know? Abdeleon. Or Machvilu Hilchas Kmitza. And he was showing them the halachas of Kmitza le Rabbanon. He was showing them how to do the Kmitza. Why was he showing them the Kmitza? Rashi says, Deirish Be'in Yonei Shalyon. He was telling them the halachas of the day, the shishas of Nisan Hayeh, was the 16th of Nisan, Yom Tzinufas Omer, the day of the Omer. As we know, according to the Cheshbon, it was Yud Gimel Nisan, they sent out the letters. So on the Yud Gimel Nisan, she instructed them to fast, so that's Yud Gimel Yud Dalet Tesvav, and then that night, Balayla Ahu Nodadosh Nas HaMelech, and so Haman came along that night, and the instructions he received to go and take him through the town of Shushan and cry, Kachaye Aser. So Kibbutz Chazi Mordechai, the Apik, the Kavlei, as soon as Mordechai saw him coming towards him, Vesusei Miecha Biyode, and he had this royal horse with him, so obviously, what did Mordechai think? That's it, I'm for the gallows. Mirtis, he got afraid. Amalu l'Rabbanon. So he said to the Rabbanon, Hai Rashiya l'miktal nafshi ka'asi. This Rasha is coming to kill me. That means even though Mordechai, interestingly enough, knew the whole story as it was unfolding, before it was unfolding, but this section of the story, which was Torah and Mordechai's tefillahs, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't reveal him in order that he should have him. You run away from him in order that you shouldn't get singed with his flame. By Hishat and Mordechai at that time, Nisatev Mordechai, he went and wrapped himself in a talis for Kamle Litzvah and he started the Shemana Esra. Also Haman Beyosivle. Haman came and waited. Now, you imagine, you're doubting the tefillah of your life. You're about to be, the person's about to be strung up on the gallows as far as he's concerned. So it was supposed to be quite a long Shemana Esra. And the Oirich, and it was a long one, Abdesalik, and even Mordechai Haman sat there waiting. Abdesalik Mordechai Litzlusi until he'd finished his davening. So what does he do? It takes time. So Omalu, Bamayaski, he turns around to the guys and he says to them, what are you learning? Omrulay, this mancha Beis HaMikdash Kaim. At the time of the Beis HaMikdash, now it's very interesting what they answered to him. At the time that they didn't tell him about the Korban Omer. They told him like this, at the time when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Mandim and Nadiv Mincha, a person who gave a Mincha, now that's anybody, that's even, and particularly, that's a poor person who gives a mincha. My simone comes to the sultan. He brings a kumitz of seles or miskaperle, and through that he gets a kapara. What does Haman say to him? Them famous words. Amalu, osi moli kumsa ditchu. Your fistful has come, v'dochi aseres alafim kikadidi, and has pushed away my 10,000 coins. So, another clear indication of a connection to the parashas of the Mishkan and the Purim story. Haman himself, our arch enemy, recognizes that the very source of our Yeshua runs in the source of the korbanos. Interestingly enough, one of my chabayim pointed out that there's this contradiction between the two Gemaras. Here it says that the Machzis HaShekel is the thing that saves our life, and over here it says that it's the Kometz. So he came up with a quite brilliant explanation. This is an aside. The Tesis in Menachas and Tesis Eir Trefus that says that very famously that Hashem Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was instructed about the Machzis HaShekel, didn't know how to do it, whatever that's meant to mean. So Baruch Hu showed him a matbea shel eish. Now, you understand, I understand, that when it comes to the menorah, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure how to make a beautiful menorah out of one kikah kesef without pulling it to pieces, but just knocking it. That's obviously, so he threw it in the fire, it became made by itself. But a coin, the chayre, is not a big deal to get a minted coin. Says Tosfos, he was wondering, how is it possible that a person with a coin, by giving money, can have an association with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him that Be'er Shalesh. Says the Chasam Sofer, Shekel is Gematria, 430, and Nefesh is Gematria. Alright, I'll work it out here. 430. In other words, Shekel and Nefesh, a person with his Shekel can give his Nefesh. It's possible, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him, that it's possible for the person with a donation, a mere donation of money, can actually have an association with his Nefesh to something. What is the one korban, the single korban that brings out that point the most? Nefesh ki sakra. It only says by one korban, nefesh ki sakra. And that's the korban mincha. And Rashi says, because the Oni has nothing, and he gives away that little bit that he has, that with, to have an association with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we want to bring out the tamsis, the very point, the essence of what brings about our Yeshua, it's our nefesh having a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nefesh having a connection to the Mishkan. Okay, that's the second connection. At the beginning of the Megillah, there is a cryptic pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'karav elav karshna sheisar admasa sar shishmeres marasna mamuchan." Seemingly very cryptic names. I mean, Chazal normally. So these are the names of the advisors who are close to Achashverosh. Now the rule is that Chazal enough that the Torah doesn't tell us irrelevances. Now the fact that these guys' names were called Karshna Shesa Admasa Sarashish, a few years later they were dead. And there's no difference to anybody what their names were. And it probably even at the time there wasn't much difference to anybody what their names were. So therefore Chazal said the fact that the Torah tells us what their names are is obviously to tell us something. Says the Gemara like this. The Akaravel of Karshna Shesa, if I can find out where I've written it down. Yeah. Omer Ablevi, Kol Pasuk Zeh Al Shum Korbonos Nema. This whole pasuk is referring to Korbonos. Karashana, Omer Afan Amalach Yashar Zeh Hashem, Rebbeinu Shel Olam Klum Ekrivon Afan Achad Korin B'nei Shana. Karashana is a play on the words Korin B'nei Shana, a young lamb of a year old. Sheisar is Shtei Torin. Admosa is Mizbeach Adama. Tarshish is the Big Day Kona, and refers to a particular stone on the Big Day Kona. You can go home and work out which stone it was. What's that? Tarshish on the other. It's the number, stone number 9, number 10, stone number 10. Now last night I worked it out. It's according to Rashi, if they can say the Talvosom, according to the way they were born, I mean, the third person back the person being born is in fact Zvonin, and that's brought in Targum Sheni. Interesting. The Shevet that was involved in commerce is the one that the Schus that brought about this, the Yeshua, for in the Purim story. Probably, I imagine that the reason is because they'd already made it, because the Zvulun traveled the Chayif Yamim, so they at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, had made the Kiddush Hashem already in these ports of Shushan from the time of Beis HaMikdash. Perhaps, Meres is referring to mixing the blood. Mirsu lefanach badam. And Mirsu b'menachas, Marasanai is b'menachas. And Memuchan is the Klum Hechinu Shulchan lefanacha. Did they do a Shulchan? Very clear that the turning point, this is the critical junction in the story. The Suda of Ahasuerus where Vashti is about to be killed and Esther is about to take her place is a critical juncture. And the gain, the source of the Karbonis is the thing that saves us. So I think we've demonstrated very clearly that there is a very intricate connection between Karbonis and Purim. How are we to understand it? What is it about the Mishkan that balances, tips the balance in our favor? But, perhaps in order to answer this, I'd like to now delve a little deeper into the Purim story. But before we do so, I'd like to ask two questions. A person has an obligation, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, to get inebriated on Purim until he cannot discern the difference between Aruham and Baruch Mordechai. Chazal generally deride and despise drinking. In fact, the Pasuk in Mishlei, just a few words before Eishes Chayil, it says, "Penishta ve'yishkach mechuka." A person will drink and he'll forget the Torah. So why is it here on Purim that it's condoned and actively encouraged? Second point, a minig, which is very much part of our whole Purim celebration, and without it, Purim would not be the same. And that is the minig to get dressed up on Purim. This minig is mentioned even in the Ramah, in Simon Tofrech, Tadi Vol, various halachic nafgaminis even in them. Isn't this totally out of line of our whole principle? We are Bnei Yaakov. Yaakov is Yeshurun. Yeshurun means being straight, not being two-faced. Esav is two-faced. Why are we masquerading ourselves in masks? Masquerading ourselves as if we're somebody else who we're not. And to use today's terminology, we proud ourselves of being transparent. This is very opaque. So we've demonstrated that there's a connection between Karbonis and Purim. We're asking, why do we get drunk? And also, why do we wear masks? How can we justify masks trying to bring something we're not? Okay. The speciality of the Yeshua of Purim, over and above any other, and over and above even Pesach, which we're now working towards, is the following. Purim ran there was two stories happening at the same time. On the one hand, Purim is a story of tragedy. Klal Yisrael partaking of a Suda to celebrate, literally, the 70 years are over, to celebrate, it says, we say in the Yetzirah, to celebrate the Yiyush. Klal Yisrael had given up hope of being redeemed. The 70 years were over by all accounts, seemingly, regardless of Yachin, and so that's it, we're finished. And Ahasuerus had a party to celebrate Kesheves HaMelech Ahasuerus. As a result, Vashti is killed and Esther is taken by force, to become the queen, but she is a Jewish girl and she's taken by Ahasuerus, who was an anti-Semite, a Jew hater. It's quite clear from the whole Hampshire. He then appoints a prime minister the worst ever, probably worse than the present prime minister of Shushan or Paras. And Mordechai, insisting on his religious prerogatives, goes and incites Haman to such an extent that he goes and decrees the annihilation of all Jews and builds a gallows for him. So we have a story of tragedy. Mitzad Sheni, this very party carries within it the roots of salvation, Vashti being killed and Esther becoming queen. The letters which Ahasuerus sent out to each and every person. So the Chazal say, "Yomale Igris Harishemus and Nishtayru Misenein Shal Yisrael Sared V'Palid." Were it not for the first letters, there would never be a chance for us to have been saved. Why? Imagine you get a letter home stamped on a majesty's service with a embossed with a royal seal, and in it you open a letter, be manly. You know, what am I meant to do? What, not take out the rubbish or not help with the dishes? Well, what exactly is the king coming to tell you? So obviously he's not quite 100%. So let's be wary of him. So then when a couple of years later there's another letter that comes through the door and says, wipe out all the Jews, so on the 13th of Adar, that's 12 months' time, he's taking his time. We already know that he's not quite 100% in his decisions. So let's wait till that date. And Chazal say that that in fact saved us, because had they not done that, we would have been wiped out immediately. They wouldn't have waited for a second chance. Okay, so that's part of the issue at the very party. The appointment of Mordechai to the royal court, Haman running the royal horse, etc., etc., and we know as the Yeshua, as the story as we know it. So this type of Yeshua is completely unparalleled. Because when we suffered in Mitzrayim, we suffered for 210 years, and if your child turns around to you and says, Daddy, why did we need to suffer these 210 years? We can't answer that. We can say, you know what, it says in the Torah that Mitzrayim was a Kura Barazol, was like a furnace which was meant to refine metal. And we know and we believe that that's a part of our Amunah to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that for us because that's the best thing for us. But my child, I cannot tell you the reason why. I can share with you the 10 plagues and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us. And therefore I can say thank you to Hashem for redeeming us. But to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us through all what He put through, we're not Zeichatu. On Purim we know. On Purim we see a complete U-turn on every single stage. We can explain every single stage, both dimensions of it. We thought it seemed clear, on the one hand, that the outlook was bleak, and suddenly every cause for bad turned to a cause of joy. We were shown on the Purim story that nothing is as it meets the eye. Hashem's hand was guiding us through every single stage, through what looked like absolute destruction, becomes absolute Yeshua. I think on Purim, I think we have the answer. On Purim, we masqueraded masks to demonstrate that things are not as they seem to our perception. What looks like one thing, underneath, is something completely different. One day a year, we also celebrate the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Das is clearly beyond us. We get drunk, Abdullah Yadav and Araham and the Baruch Mordechai, to celebrate, to demonstrate that we cannot tell the difference between what is calamity and good fortune. A person's going down a route that looks completely, completely like absolute destruction, and suddenly with an act, just like that, it becomes, you know, Mordechai himself is standing there, davening for his last, you know, his last filler before he's about to be strung up on the gallows. And Haman tells him, no, I'm about to take you through town to ride before you, Kocha Yaseh. So, Adelayoda, it's impossible for us to tell how things are going. Even though we pride ourselves, and we're mechuyev the whole year round to work with our minds, to recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu with our das, but we are aware and we declare and we appreciate that there is a higher intellect. We understand that there is beyond us. And once a year, when that gilui came out into the world, we ourselves come and celebrate and show and appreciate that we understand that not as all as it meets the eye, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das is way beyond us. Where do we get this chus, to get this double hanhaga? To get, on the one hand, a hanhaga that mibachutz looks like it's destruction, and which is teva, and which is controlled by Haman, and it's dictated by cause and effect, and a much deeper hanhaga where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in fact pulling all the strings, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine presence is really there. As we can hear and we can understand, that divine presence is Va'asu li mikdash v'shachamti b'soicham. That is the gilui of the Beis HaMikdash amongst us. Through the Mishkan and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, v'shachamti b'soicham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gilui is in Olam Hazeh. The problem is that nowadays we don't have the Mishkan. And at the time of the Purim story, they also didn't have the Mishkan. So, how did they get the schus to be saved? On a Shalma Purim Sfaseinu, our association with the Karbonis through the Parsha, through the laning of the Machzah Shekel, behind the Disnam, the Gemara says in Megillah Dach Yud Gimel on the base, behind the Disnam, Be'echad Ba'ador Mashmi'in al Ashkanim. Chazal instituted us to learn about the Parsha Ashkanim. And if you look in the Yotzeris, It says there also on Parshas Shkalim, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu preceded the Gzeira of Haman by the instruction that we should learn the Parsha, because nowadays we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we have the opportunity to have an association with the Mishkan through learning about it, through Tfilas Keneged Tfilim Tiknum. Through our Avodah we have a connection, through our Torah and our Tfilah we have a connection with the Beis HaMikdash. That's what saved our lives. That connection, through that, we were Isaac in the parish of Korbanos. Through that, we recognize that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's divine presence is there in the world. If it's there in the world, even though it's hidden, we can still reveal it and bring about the Yeshua. Said Haman, your association with Korbanos, with the Mincha Korbanos, is what tipped the balance in my favor. And we demonstrated the three things, that they, in fact, everything, that's what caused it. Now, there's a much further depth to this than the normal. Imagine the Beis HaMikdash was here. So if the Gilui comes about through the Beis HaMikdash, it's a Gilui which is revealed in this world. So therefore, revealed very clearly. The Gilui of the Beis HaMikdash is you went to the Beis HaMikdash and you saw Nisim. If nowadays the Beis HaMikdash is not here, and yet we can have a connection to the Beis HaMikdash, that means, and we can reveal Gilui, the Beis HaMikdash, that means that we have to reveal the Beis HaMikdash, but yet it still not be here, because the Beis HaMikdash isn't here. So what do we have to do? It has to happen that the Beis HaMikdash becomes revealed to us despite the fact that it's not here. In other words, the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to become revealed to us despite the fact that there is no Gilui overtly of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the beauty of the Nes of Purim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somebody told me over the day, it says Megillas Esther is the God says Megillah is from Lashon Gilui. Esther is hidden. Megillas Esther is revealing what is hidden. In other words, revealing that even within the hidden Hester, even what looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there, really is just there. He's hiding behind the mask. And he's there and he's every stage. If we look at it, we can see, even though if you actually take any event, you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if you take the whole picture of the unfolding of events, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we set out to explain the link between our Parsha and Purim. We demonstrated the link is very close, with Machzis HaShekel, with Haman in fact recognizing the Korbanos, and the Psukim at the beginning of HaKor HaVeil of Karsh and HaShesem. We asked, why get drunk? Why masks? And we explained that unlike any other salvation in history, we were given here to understand how each step in the tragedy was in fact a potential source of celebration. On Seder night we said we celebrate redemption, but we do not understand the 210 years of suffering. Hashem was leading us in two dimensions of guidance, and to recognize that, we masquerade with masks, and we say, we're not as you think we are. We recognize that our intellect is limited now, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha Pratis is clearly beyond us, and hence we shikah. We say we were zeicha to this deeper protection because of our part in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation in this world, through our involvement in the Beis HaMikdash. But I'd just like to finish with one point, if I may. And that is a point which brings Agantzio Freilich, or Agantzio Purim. Rav Gedalia Shaul points out the following thing, and he says like this, that we've suffered through 2,000 years of exile. What will happen when it finishes? Will we just walk away from it, and when Mashiach comes, what about all the suffering, the Holocaust, and the Inquisition, and all the personal suffering? The Gemara says, there isn't a day that in the Gemara that things don't seem to get worse. Each day is a build-up of plus the day before. It's not good. The Gemara says in Pesachim that the principal difference between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba is the Olam Hazeh is we make two brachas, Hateva Meitiv and Dain Emes, and Olam Haba will only make one bracha about everything, Hateva Meitiv. In other words, the essential difference, the Gemara says in Pesachim, the end of the fourth period, between the two olamos is Olam Hazeh has within it bad, Olam Haba will not have any bad. Shira Malis v'shuv Hashem esuvetzien ayinu kacholim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us the revelation of Mashiach, ayinu kacholim, oz yimon eschek pinim. We're waiting for the time when we will laugh. Purim is the day when we laugh. When things which seem one way suddenly have such a contrast and seem to be something completely different, that's when we laugh. That's when something suddenly seems so funny, because on the one hand it looks like one thing and suddenly it's something else. Lots of love will be zeicha to agantzio freilich. Will be zeicha to see that everything will be Akshor will reveal everything to us. Hence, the Rambam says that Purim is the Yom Tov that will never be that Purim will remain forever, because the limud of Purim, the lesson of Purim, is an eternal and very relevant message to all of us.